Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
What it is, P silly listeners. It's your audible boot thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and welcome to the podcast where we shoot the shit and we take our silliness seriously. The professionally silly podcast, and this is the podcast where I can literally find the silly in whatever topic that I bring to the table. Even our creepier topics. All right, so what I got coming up this week is going to be interesting. I have some advice that I want to share with you all in the holiday spirit. Also, a husband who is afraid of his pregnant wife, and you won't believe the pizza that she ordered. And then I'm going to go ahead and share some creepy ass origin stories about Christmas that you probably didn't know. There's a couple of them that I didn't know about. That's for damn sure. So I actually started decorating the house, finally, a little late, my bad. I had ordered this projector off of Amazon, you know, the kinds that you put on your house and it shows you all the colors just kind of projecting off your home and stuff. So I got that and I thought that would be kind of cool. It's like $30. I don't know. Did I overpay? Let me know. But anyways, what I did was I went to plug it in and I set it up and I tested it and it was working. I got the extension cord, plugged that up, and I set it outside in the perfect angle. Boom, right? Plugged it in, doesn't work. I'm like, what the hell? I guess this extension cord is bust, right? So I ended up going to the garage looking for more extension cords. We used to have like a shit ton of them from back in the day of putting up Christmas lights outside, right? And I just needed one that could work. Of course, I could not find any of them. Apparently, every extension cord that we've ever owned has disappeared. Don't know where they are, except for the one that doesn't work. I spent, at least an hour looking in the garage, looking in the attic, trying to figure out where the hell these extension cords are. So I finally give up and was like, fuck it. I don't know. I guess I just have to go buy one, right? And I was actually prepared to do that. Then I said, well, maybe it's the outlet that's not working and it's not the extension cord. So I decided to go ahead and test the outlet using the projector right directly into the outlet, right? So that's fine. The projecting lights, they were working. It was looking good in both outlets, right? In both plugs in the outlet. So I said, okay, well, maybe the extension, I don't know what's going on. So I decided to just go ahead and plug it in one more time using the extension cord that wasn't working. And would you know, boom, extension cord is working. The outlet is fine. I have no idea what the fuck happened the night before, why it wouldn't work. But I spent, I would say, about an hour and a half trying to replace this fucking extension cord, only for it to work anyway. Mind you, it was cold as shit outside in that garage, and I was looking for that extension cord. Damn near froze to death, looking for something that I should have had plenty of that I actually didn't need. Time well spent. But here's the takeaway in this and all the throes of that bullshit that I went through. Because DJ, hey, cousin, my best friend Wes, he was helping me looking around the garage for the extension cords. Drink every time I say extension cord. Damn. Anyways, while we were looking for them, we came across a Christmas wreath that my mom made. And that was kind of cool. So the crazy adventure that I did for no reason turned out to be worth it because I was able to find something that my mother created for Christmas. And that is the wreath that is on our front door. And I'm really glad that I wasted my time looking for the ascension cord. Was that my mom, you know, in heaven said, hey, listen, I want you to put this wreath up. So I'm going to put you through all this shit just so you get the wreath. I feel like she would do that even if she were alive. I got to tell you, I wish I could tell my mom how much I miss and love her. And I know that I can technically, but like I guess I want to hear her. I want to feel or see her response to that. You know, it's not the same. And I know that you can totally understand that. So I came across a post on Instagram, and you guys know I love my Instagram stuff. And the page is @mental.aspect. And they always share the most interesting things. And this one was interesting. It says, I think you should tell people how important they are to you. Not because they could leave at any moment, but because they're here now. And it's worth saying, we assume people just know how we feel, but they don't. Not always. A kind word today can become someone's favorite memory tomorrow. Don't just wait for a birthday. Don't wait for a crisis. Don't wait until it's too late. Love becomes real only when it's expressed. Appreciation means nothing kept inside your head. Say it out loud. You never lose anything by giving love, but you lose a lot by holding it back. Tell them now, while their heart can still hear it. So I kind of came across that after the thought of just wishing that I could tell my mom how much I miss and love her. And again, I know that I can technically do that now, but it's not the same. So for those of you that are listening right now and you have a loved one in your life, whether it's a friend, a parent, a sibling, a lover, spouse, whatever, let them know. Let them know how much you care while they're here, not because they could leave at any moment, but just because they're here. And I got to tell you, I've never been told that I love you or I care for you and hated it. Even if I didn't feel the same about them. All right, guys, subscribe, rate, and review if you want to show your support for this podcast. That is the best way to do that. Oh, shit. All right, just knocking things over. If you're listening on Spotify, you can actually leave comments under each episode that you're listening to. So go ahead and be sure to do that. The engagement is actually very helpful for the podcast. A new Have You Heard About? Next, right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Have you heard about the man who went viral due to his pregnant wife's pizza order? Yeah, that sounds crazy, but this is actually coming from one of my favorite Instagram pages at Pubity. Leave me alone. All right, so it's really interesting. So it says here, man's pizza order for his pregnant wife goes viral. And when you see this pizza order, or when I tell you about it, this is a podcast, you'll kind of understand why this happened. This receipt is just nasty work, and I mean that in a good way. It says here, one large hand-tossed pizza, $17.99. First of all, they got triple pepperoni, extra cheese, banana peppers, light jalapenos, half chicken, half mushrooms, half caramelized onions, half olives, light sauce. And that's the pizza there. First of all, I was okay into the olives. I cannot stand olives, especially black olives. I do not want them anywhere near any type of food that I am consuming because black olives have like this flavor that is so strong, no matter what you put black olives in, that is all you're going to fucking taste. And I hate it. I hate it. But here's the funny thing. I do enjoy green olives in a martini, as a, you know, like a little snack. You know, those little olives, those green olives are like stuffed with blue cheese or onions or shit. Love those. Love those. But black olives, they can suck it. It's not February. It's okay. I don't have to like black olives right now. Ooh. That was a joke. I don't know if it was a good one, but a joke was made. And also, how do you have all these toppings here and it's only $17.99. I cannot see the full price of the receipt, but usually when you have extra toppings, it tells you on the receipt how much each of those toppings cost. And I'm not seeing that here, fam. That's crazy. All right, so check out the customer request here. It says, bro, yes, I know this looks insane, and you're probably like, who is this dude? I'm the dude who has a very pregnant wife. I'm done questioning what she wants, and I'm scared of her. And honestly, you should be too. I promise this is the order. Thank you and Godspeed. Oh, I love that. What a great husband. He's like, you know what? I'm just going to do what she wants. This is what she wants. This is what she's getting. She's building a whole person. Women are literally bodybuilders. You know what I mean? I don't mind this pizza here, except for the olives. I would try all of this except for the olives. You know what I mean? Let me know. Would you try this pizza? Would this be something? Because I feel like the only way to get through this entire thing is I got to smoke a lot of weed to to eat all of that. Oh, my God. But also not light sauce, extra sauce. Stop playing. Rush Hour 4 is officially in the works. Oh, yeah. As a millennial, I'm very excited about this. As a fan of Rush Hour and a millennial, I am very worried about this. From what I understand, Chris Tucker gave up on acting and went like religious or something. I don't know. That might be a rumor, but that's what I heard. Rumor. And Jackie Chan is still, he's still doing a damn thing. He's just a little bit older now. So I'm wondering what the spin, what the take of this movie is going to be. The first Rush Hour, amazing. The second Rush Hour, amazing. The third Rush Hour, amazing. I loved all three of them, and I have no critiques. It was just a fun ass movie, and I enjoyed it for what it was. You know what I mean? So it says here once again at Pubidi. I don't know, dude. It says here a fourth Rush Hour movie is now in development almost two decades after the last film in the series. Jackie Chan first told fans back in 2022 that a new installment has been discussed, and new reports say that the project is finally moving forward at the studio level. Ooh, yes, y'all, with plans to reunite him and Chris Tucker on screen again as Inspector Lee and Detective Carter. Oh, man. Hold on now. You can't tell me this motherfucker is still a detective after all these years. This motherfucker done saved the world like three different times. If y'all don't give this motherfucker a raise. Ni hao. Me ha me. You got to see the movie, man. I love that movie. Woo.
Man. You know you're never supposed to touch a black man's radio.
All right, I'm going to stop. Let me stop. It says here there is no release date or full plot yet, but the project would mark the return of one of the most popular buddy cop franchises in the late 1990s and early 2000s. Hell yes. As long as they don't replace either one of those men, it can't go wrong because they have a lot of fun working together. So I don't think there is a way to go wrong. I just hope that Chris and Jackie Chan are the ones that are going to be producing and directing this. I think that's probably going to be the only way that we can do this. So I'm looking forward to it. Oh, I'm looking forward to it. I know that Christmas is supposed to be a time of joy and happiness, but next on the Professionally Silly podcast, I'm going to share with you some creepy origin stories about Christmas, and they're not so joyous. That's coming up next right here on the Professionally Silly podcast. I don't know why my eyes were so wide. Was that creepy? Yeah, if you're watching it on YouTube, you get it. If you're listening to this audibly, you're probably a little confused. All right, let's just go on to the next segment. Yeah. Let's talk about the creepy origins behind Christmas traditions that you probably did not know about from around the world. This is going to be a good one. All right, so here's the thing. The holidays are pretty much here, all right? They've already had their houses decorated since, like, I don't know, April for some people. And once the holidays are here, that means joy, happiness, giving, warmth, all those wonderful things that the holidays stand for. But the holidays weren't always about good cheer. there is a world where Christmas isn't all candy canes and presents, okay? And we're going to go ahead and talk about that, and we're going to start with Krampus. Now, some of you may have heard of Krampus, maybe due to, what was that, the Family Guy episode when that motherfucker made a debut? That was hilarious. Or was that American Dad? Anyways, Krampus is like Santa's mean, scary cousin. You know, Santa gives the presents and, you know, to all the good kids who behaved on his good list, you know. And then he go ahead and hands Krampus that naughty list. And Krampus shows up for the bad kids and be like, y'all was wildin' this year. I'm about to beat on you with this whip real quick. Okay. So, yeah, that's not great. And here's the thing. Krampus, the way he looked was also terrifying. So not only are you on the naughty list and not getting that PS5 that you wanted so bad, you're going to be beaten by a beast that is really hairy. He's got some horns and kind of like a horrifying, like scary goat man, like a demon. Let's just say he looks like a demon. So he's got hooves. That's a hard word to say. Horns and a long pointed tongue and sharp fangs. Now, as a lesbian, I'm okay with a long pointed tongue as long as it's not too pointy, but long is okay. I can do without the hooves, horns, and sharp fangs. That was a lesbian joke. Moving on. But I've lost 3 listeners. All right. So, but instead of carrying gifts, Krampus, he's got himself a bag or like a basket to scoop up these badass kids and take them away so they can learn how to behave. Maybe. I think he kills them. I really don't know. But the origins of Krampus goes back several centuries. And at one point in time, people mixed up Christmas celebrations with these pre-pagan traditions. And a lot of people in some countries, especially like Austria and Germany, for example, they tell the story to remind kids to be good during Christmas time. It kind of sounds like, especially these days, we might need us a Krampus year round. Have you been seeing the shit the kids are posting on social media? They need Krampus now. But here's the thing. Krampus has definitely gained a larger following in many parts of the world, including right here in good old US of A, North America. And Krampus Day is a thing as well. Also known as, I'm going to mess this word up, Krampus Knot, I think is how you say it. And that translates to Krampus Night, which is celebrated December 5th. We just missed it. Darn it. The night before the feast of St. Nicholas. And it's the eve of St. Nicholas Day, which is December 6th. This day includes parades called, here's another one, Krampuslauf. I think is how you say it. And that means Krampus runs, where people actually dress like this demonic thing and they chase people through the streets. Doesn't that sound like a good time? It sounds lovely. Sounds like some white people shit, though. I ain't gonna hold you. It does. I'm sorry. So basically, I mean, Austria, Germany, all right, you know. So there's basically just like, there's a lot of people dressed up as a hairy demon walking down the street celebrating the beast that kidnaps children. It's a beautiful thing. Santa equals good job, sweetie. You're doing great, sweetie. That's Santa. And then Krampus is like, yo, try me again, see what happened. I'm gonna beat the shit out of you. Merry fucking Christmas. All right, let's go on to our next thing. Mistletoe. Mistletoe. Apparently, there is a little history behind mistletoe that I was not aware of. And if we're being honest, I'm kind of hoping you weren't too. So that'll make this part a little bit more fun to listen to. All right, so back in the day, aka the ancient times, the Druids thought mistletoe was magical because it stayed green even in the wintertime. By the way, it's not lost that the lights behind me are green. I did not plan that. It's just, I like the color green sometimes. Okay. So yeah, I mean, honestly, I think that if I came across, especially back in the day, like in the medieval times and the ancient times and shit, and I came across one plant that's always green, even when there's like an ice storm outside. Yeah. Yeah. I would probably think there's some magical shit going on there, you know? And this is also a time where if you could swim, they thought you were a witch. So I don't know. All right. So naturally, because They thought that this was a magical plant. They thought, oh, you know what? It can heal wounds and protect us from evil and maybe even help us, you know, with fertility, aka help us get knocked up. Yeah. Now, I don't know if that shit worked or not, but they believed it. Now, here's the thing. In Norse mythology, the god Baldur, son of Odin. Ever heard of him? Yeah, he's a god. Anyways, Baldur's death was because of mistletoe. Let me explain, okay? Baldur's mother, Frigg, I think is how you say her name, loved that little brat so much, all the gods did. And so she made sure that the world wouldn't hurt him. Literally went around to like fire. Hey, make sure you don't harm my son. Water, don't you harm my son, okay? Earth, don't harm my son. Wind, you hear me? Don't do it. Animals, what's up? Don't hurt my son. Metal, don't hurt my son, okay? And all the elements of the world were like, all right, cool, bet. So rocks, fire, water. It literally sounds like all of the powers combined. Captain Planet's about to do some shit. But here's the thing. Frigg just wanted to protect her son from all the dangers of the world. And I feel like many parents can understand that. I don't have any kids. But when I first got Bagheera, the last thing I wanted to do was let her back outside. No, you live with me now. Outside is dangerous. Inside, safe. You know what I mean? I eventually let her go back outside again. But it's just, you want to keep the things that you love safe and close. And honestly, we're about to learn why you probably shouldn't do that. Because, you know, there's always some asshole that ruins it. Everything in the world agreed not to hurt him except for one plant. They even tested out what could hurt him. They threw fire at him, nothing. They threw some rocks at him, nothing. All kinds of shit. But per the usual, Loki, the god of mischief, felt away. And he noticed that Mama Frigg forgot to ask Mistletoe not to harm her son. Now, for those of you that are super confused and you're wondering, when did Marvel get involved in this? Well, actually, Marvel has been inspired by many different mythologies from around the world. Loki is a part of the Norse mythology, from what I understand. So, and if I'm wrong, But I was still right about Marvel being inspired by different mythologies around the world, all right? I was right about that part. Shut up. Anyways, Loki made a dart or maybe an arrow. Apparently, people have been arguing about this for centuries, but he made a sharp-ass weapon out of the mistletoe. Is what he did. And I guess he stabbed Baldur. I don't know, but he died. He used this sharp ass weapon. I'm assuming he stabbed him with it and Baldur died. So Frigg, his mother, was heartbroken. Understandably. I'm talking like ugly crying level sad. Okay. And she actually said, mistletoe will never be used as a weapon again. Instead, it would be a symbol of love, of peace, and kisses. So she would place a kiss on anyone who passed under it. Thus, you know, people making out under the mistletoe. Now, I don't know if the kiss that Frigg was given, motherfuckers, was consensual, but how often do you get to get kissed by a god? Yeah, I gotta work on these jokes. So anyways, now we hang mistletoe underneath our door for the holidays. It's kind of weird when you think about it. Like a plant that actually killed a god is now the first base plant of romance. Like mistletoe went from a murder weapon to like a makeout decoration. That's crazy. I almost said defecation. All right, guys, I got one more for you. And if you were digging this episode, a part two for the holidays, I could be talked into doing a part two. Let me know in the comment section if you're watching this on YouTube or if you are, or maybe if you are listening on Spotify, let me know. All right, so let's go into this. The Cannibalistic Scarecrow of Christmas. Oh, that has a ring to it. I love it. How do you apply for that? Is that on Indeed? How do you get that job? Again, working on the jokes. So way back in France, oui, oui, that was horrible. You know, like you know, like the medieval times, that far back. Dirt roads, funky smells, all that shit, right? There was like this dude named Hans Trapp, and he was rich, he was mean, and he was doing whatever the hell he wanted, because that's what rich folk do. I'm assuming he was white, so, you know, do whatever the hell he wanted. People said that he was into dark magic and wild rituals and just being kind of like a full-time menace in general. You know, nobody really liked the guy. And actually, the church was like, nah, and kicked his ass right out of society. Sorry, Hans. So Hans Trapp got sent to the woods on like a little timeout, if you will. Okay?
If you're going to keep doing all this dark magic, then you're gonna have to sit in the corner and think about what you've done.
Maybe it wasn't that type of timeout, but that's kind of funny to think about. But instead of reflecting or just like journaling what he did wrong like a normal person, he lost his mind. Mm-hmm. You know, he got obsessed with eating human flesh. Not a big deal. And, you know, started kind of creeping around like the world's worst DoorDash driver. It's fine. Completely normal if you've lost your mind. He made himself a big, creepy scarecrow outfit. We're talking straws, rags, the whole nine. And he hid in the fields waiting on people so he can scare the shit out of them. Like some sort of out-of-work horror movie extra. Homeboy had a lot of time on his hands. I guess when you're crazy, you don't have any appointments that you gotta hold on to, I suppose. Anyways, one day, he finally snapped for real. And he tried to kidnap a kid and eat him. Mm-hmm. You heard me right. He tried to kidnap a kid and eat it. You know what? I'm stick with it. But before he can go full buffet and slice open the kiddo and eat him, boom, he gets struck by lightning. Ain't that some shit? You just out there minding your business, going crazy, eating children, and then all of a sudden you get struck by lightning. What are the odds? Just zapped his cannibalistic ass right on the spot. That's what happened. So even he died, by the way. Even after he died, parents kept telling the story to scare kids into behaving during Christmas time. So now Hans Trapp basically became the reason children in some regions go, I'm gonna be good this year. I'm gonna be good. Nah, because Hans might eat me. So I think I'm gonna do my homework, clean my room. I'm not gonna talk back to my mama. Like, I think I'm gonna be good. I'm not trying to die in these streets. Like, that's crazy. Hans Trapp, a rich evil man who turned into a cannibalistic scarecrow, got lightning smacked, and now is a Christmas lesson about kids not showing the fuck out when they shouldn't. Hans is legit like Krampus's cousin that just took shit a little too far. You know what I'm saying? Like, Krampus might beat you, he might kidnap you, but I don't think he was eating motherfuckers, though. I don't think he was doing that, at the very least. You know what I mean? That's, who would you want? You know, fuck, marry, kill. Krampus, Hans, or Hitler? Like, parents, I guess if you got some badass kids, tell them about the demonic, creepy creatures who may or may not be batshit crazy, who may kidnap them and eat them. You know, that'll force them to behave. Good luck with that. Happy holidays, parents. It's time for our POC excellence segment, and this is where I like to give my flowers to people of color who are doing amazing things. Coming up next right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. So I originally saw this post from an Instagram page called @Africa. It doesn't get no better than that. So they shared a post about these girls in Ethiopia who were doing something different. And I am excited to talk about it. So there are women in Ethiopia who are taking up skateboarding and they are inspiring a new generation of girls. There's a whole squad of girls and I think it's pronounced Addis Ababa. Forgive me if I'm saying it wrong. And the girls there, they pretty much said skateboarding ain't just for the boys. Move. Give me a board. We about to do it, okay? They pull up every week like a female skate army, flipping boards, eating the pavement, getting back up and looking cute while doing it. Yes. It's run by Sosina Chaala. I think is how you say it. Sosina gave the girls free lessons so they can roll and vibe and ignore whatever dusty-ass gender rules that people have decided to bestow upon the female gender. They're going to Tony Hawk all over these people, and I know that's right, but with boobies. These girls are not just out here skating. They are literally rewriting the whole script. You feel me? Stay in the kitchen? Nah, no thanks. I'm going to learn a kickflip real quick. That's what I'm going to do. It's just beautiful because these girls, you know, they fall, they laugh, they scream, they fly. It's a beautiful moment. You know, it's friendship, it's confidence, it's feminism and chaos all on wheels. And it's dope. I love it. If you want to go ahead and check out their Instagram page, it's Ethiopian_girl_skaters. So go ahead and check them out because they're actually empowering girls across not just Africa, but the world to dream big and to break barriers through whatever means necessary, whether it's skateboarding or math or basketball or music, whatever it is. Ladies, we can do it. Ethiopian girl skaters, here are your flowers. If there is anything that you can take from this episode, it's back in the day, Christmas was not to be fucked with. Professionally silly life rules. Shout out to listeners because you guys are fucking titties. I love your faces, but most of all, I love the ears that are attached to them. Because here's the thing. First of all, I appreciate you guys listening and joining me every week. Thank you so much for chilling with me. It means the world to me. Do me a favor and subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform that you're using. Could be Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music. And now we're visual on YouTube as well. You know, you can go ahead and throw me a 5-star review and a positive written one, especially on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. That would be nice. Oh, by the way, speaking of positive reviews, I actually got some new ones that I'm looking forward to sharing with you guys. So let me grab my cellular device. So this first review is coming from Melissa. Melissa says the title is Smooth Soothing Voice. Well, thank you, Melissa. I've been working on it. I am now the new smooth jazz operator right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. I am smooth and soothing. Anyways, Melissa says, I loved her on the prior show. I believe she's talking about the Burt show. I loved her on the prior show, so came to check her out here. I'm really enjoying this pod. I wish the best for Amber. Very talented individual. Well, Melissa, thank you very much for sharing your opinion, especially about my smooth, soothing voice. All right, then another review here is coming from, I think it's M. Joe, I think it is what it is. And the title here is both funny and interesting. Well, you know, I do what I can. You know, I'm just a girl in the world with a podcast. M says, Amber is warm and engaging. She cracks me up when she laughs at her own jokes. I don't know what you're talking about, M. I've never done that. That's crazy. Oh, damn, I did it again. All right, you're right. All right, so she goes on and says, her topics are interesting and engaging, but she throws in vulnerability and humor. I came from the Burt Show as a P1, but now I'm officially a PS1, professionally silly. First of all, that means the world to me because I was a P1 on the Burt Show, always will, always have been, you know what I mean? And the fact that you put PS1 on there, that is so... That's dope as hell. The fact that I'm like anywhere near as entertaining as them, that means the world to me. Thank you so much, Em. Our last review here is coming from Karen Christie. Got 5 stars on all these, by the way. And this particular title says, that laugh, 2 exclamation points. I have like 87 of them, so I don't know which one she's talking about. Yo, just ask DJ Hey Cousin. He'll tell you. All right. Karen Christie says, I am thoroughly enjoying Professionally Silly, especially that laugh that makes me want to laugh with her. And the title is perfect because Amber can be both professional and silly and vulnerable. Keep up the good work, Amber Smiles Jones. We will keep listening. Cheers. These reviews, they made my day. Thank you so much, you guys, for taking the time out of your day to do that, to write those. It means the world to me because I cannot grow with my podcast without engagement. And that's for any podcaster. Leaving reviews is very important. Sharing the podcast is very important. If you're watching it on YouTube, you know, clicking the thumbs up button, important. The engagement is what the algorithm, that's how you feed the algorithm. The algorithm is starving. Okay, I have to feed it so I can grow. All right, so this is your first time listening. Come on back and join in on all the silliness because there's a lot. Binge all the episodes that you haven't heard yet and, you know, share the podcast with a friend. Yeah, I ain't gonna hold you. There's enough for me to go around. Over 300 episodes. All right, check out the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly and as well as the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. That is also available. Don't forget in the show notes, there's more information there. If you want to contact me, you can email me. It's professionallysilly@gmail.com. Everything spelled correctly. Or you can leave me a voicemail on my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. You can text that number as well. And it's all below down in the show notes. My P.O. Box is Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia, 30250. If you'd like to send anything, because I ain't going to hold you. If you snail mail me right now, like a handwritten letter, what? Yo, help me bring back the 90s. Write me something. Send me some. Let me get soothing and smooth again. Once again, I'm your audible boothang, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station, where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. If ghosts can walk through walls, why don't they fall through the floor? Like, I don't. They just be floating around like, nah, gravity ain't got no jurisdiction over me over here because I don't. Anyways, enjoy that. Until next time, peace, silly listeners, when you decide to tune on in, watch where you step because there are pieces of shit everywhere and they love to spread their ignorance. Okay, bye.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.